here with Utah wide receiver Kenneth Scott. Looked like getting you the ball was much more of a priority against Fresno State than it has been earlier in the year. Would you say that's true?
Just about. I mean, I know they always talk to me about getting me the ball more, but I just play my role, you know what I mean, and just do my job. And if the ball comes, then the ball comes. But I overheard them and them talking to me saying they did want me to get the ball more because every time it's around me, it's a good thing. So, you know what I mean, I'm just keep doing my job, and if the opportunity comes, then just make it.
You drew two pass interference penalties, so that's pretty darn good. Do you feel pretty good about that?
Yeah, I feel good about the PIs, but I want the stats too, you know what I mean? Because people judge you off your stats, I mean, because a lot of people don't really look at the film. They look at the stats to cheat, you know what I mean? So the PIs are good. You know, my coaches tell me all the time that's a really good thing because I have like four or five PIs on the year, and they saying how much of a good thing that is because that means that every time I get the ball around me that someone's trying to, you know, hold me or things like that. So, but I really want the stats because, you know, nowadays people judge you off your stats and they don't know anything about what you do on the field. So, yeah.
What do you think it is about you? Is it that you're a bigger physical wide receiver? Why are you drawing all of the PIs?
To be honest, I have no clue. I know a DB was joking with me against Utah State. He was like, yeah, my coach, you know, he was telling me that, yeah, don't let you catch the ball at all. No matter if you get a PI or not, we'll take the PI. We just don't want him to get a big catch. So I was like, all right. He told me that, but he was joking. And I was like, dang. And then it happened again. Someone else PI'd me that game. I'm like, golly. But, you know, I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. I just know every time the ball is around me, I try to go up and get it. And so as I'm going up to get it, you know, I'm a big body. So, you know, they tend to try to yank me and pull me and things like that. So that's where the, you know, PIs come.
So Oregon's secondary's had a little bit of trouble stopping the pass this year. What are you kind of seeing from their secondary that maybe you might be able to exploit, or just like what are they doing overall?
Oregon primarily, you know, just their scheme wise, they do a lot of drop eight coverages. They do a real good job of making not that many passing lanes for the QB to get in their vision. So what we got to do is just simply execute the plays that we have, and the QBs make the right reads and, you know, get us the ball open in space, and, you know, we just do what we do and make them miss a tackle and get some chunk yards from that.
Being a captain and kind of the leader of the wide receivers, how is that role for you this year?
To be honest, it hasn't been different from any other year. Every year I've been here, people always viewed me as like a captain of the receivers, you know what I mean? Just by my, you know, aura or whatever. So it's no difference, really. I'm just being myself and trying to provide everybody with passion and energy, and hopefully they feed off me.
Is there sort of like an art to being able to draw a flag like you do? I mean, it seems like every throw, Coach Whittingham was saying to the other day, it's like a catch or a PI. It's like, how does that work?
To be honest, all I do is just try to go up and get it, you know what I mean? And that's what I always taught, just go up and get the ball at its highest point. And, you know, DBs are a lot smaller than me, and I'm much bigger than them, obviously. You know, I weigh almost 220 pounds, you know what I mean? So what they do is, like, tend to try to yank me or pull me down just so they can reach my elevation or whatever. And so, you know, that tends to draw, you know, the PIs or whatever.
Is it sort of like, you know, you're a six-year player. It's like, you know, some positioning things. You know how to orient your body a little bit better than some of the guys you face.
No, it's not necessarily me being a six-year player. It's just me, you know, just knowing myself. You know what I mean? Once people know theyself, you know, I got a basketball background. So it's just like me going to get a rebound. So, you know, that's just me feeding off my basketball days.
You know, Kyle talks about the chunk yardage, and A-Rod was talking about the chunk yardage.
Yeah.
You know, is there maybe something to be said for, you know, maybe this week we'll see more downfield passes and more deep shots?
I think the misconception there is people think chunk yardage is throw a 60-yard bomb. It's really not that. What they mean by chunk yards is catching a slant, break a tackle, and getting, you know, 15 plus more yards.
Right.
It don't necessarily mean you have to throw the ball, you know, so far down the field and that's a chunk. And then catch a hitch, break a tackle, and get 20 yards. That's a chunk play, and that's an explosive. So, you know, I mean, that's what they mean by the chunk yardage, and people get it, you know, misconstrued about what they mean by chunk yardage. And so, you know, I mean, so we're gonna do a better job of, you know, us and the quarterbacks are going to do a better job of them throwing us so where we can run with the ball. and we got to catch it on the run and try to make somebody miss and get the how much yards we could.
It's a game on Fox, mm-hmm. you know, against Oregon on the road, and you know, the secondary, I guess, for Oregon hasn't been, you know, blowing people away. Do you feel like there's more of an opportunity here?
Yeah, I feel like, obviously, I feel like there's an opportunity for us every game. You know, with teams, you know, stacking the box with Booker and things like that, there's opportunities for us every play. I know Oregon, they're going to, you know, probably stack the box as well, because what we've been doing primarily is, you know, running the ball a lot. So they're going to try to, you know, stack the ball more often than what they usually do, probably put seven guys in the box and probably put low safeties and have their corners play like 3 yards off and, you know, try to match us like that. And so, you know, we're prepared for it.